Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Catherine Caputa is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of Breakthrough Branding. Also, You Are a Brand. That's the new edition of that outstanding book. Catherine, thanks again for being here. Selfbrand.com, is that right?
That's it.
It's a website, so check that out. Okay, you want to talk about your social media stuff?
Well, yeah, but before we get to that, let's talk a little bit more about communication, because one of the other things I was going to mention is when you're meeting with a client and doing a pitch, for example, you don't want to script out your pitch shows. Go, you know, develop some bullets. You want to have a conversation. People can tell if you're doing something that you memorized, you know, and it just lacks spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important to have a conversation and a dialogue with the other person. Get them talking. But don't go in with a script or read, if you're on the phone reading a script or something like that, it's going to really sound fake.
One of the things that I've done over the years, Catherine, is I might, if it's really important, I might write it all out. And then whenever I got ready to go wherever I need to go, if I weren't making a presentation with PowerPoints, if I was just talking to someone face to face, I would have what you said, I would just have bullets.
Right.
And I'd get the bullets down to one or two words if I could, because if I wrote all that out, I obviously know it. So if all I need are the bullets to remind me to keep structure, then you're golden, right?
Right, you're golden. You're golden. I mean, Ronald Reagan, who was, you know, called the great communicator, that was one of his tricks. He would, before a talk, he would just have some bullets, and it would be tell blank story. And then he'd go into, and he was a great storyteller, and that's a good thing to use in business, too. Instead of saying, you know, we were the number one in sales this last term, tell a story about how you got those sales and what was different about your product and your pitch and why your customers are satisfied.
And the reason for the bullets, the reason the bullets are a good idea is, number one, is you can forget stuff. And number two, if a customer or somebody you're talking to ask questions or diverts you or puts you off your theme a little bit, the bullets help you come back to your theme. And number two, they make sure that there are going to be some things you want to absolutely positively make sure you get across, and those bullets will help you.
Help you
remember those.
And one thing that's good too is, like, you know, before you're doing an important pitch or an important presentation, you know, you can do an audio tape of it or a videotape, but you want to listen to your voice. You know, your voice is very important. You know, charisma, conveying charisma in your voice. You know, it's a voice that has emotion to it, that goes up a range. You know, a lot of people speak in a monotone.
Yeah.
And you don't notice or pay attention. So,
yeah.
What did you learn about voice? I mean, you're on the radio all the time, Jim.
Well, so. I just like to... Whatever I do with folks is I just like to do it in a way that whether they like the sound of my voice or not, they feel like it's coming out of me, not off of some sheet of paper. You know, and to me, the most important thing, and this is hard to do digitally, the most important thing about communication to me, Catherine, is authenticity.
Right.
If I'm going to buy from you or not, if I like you or not, if I want to hear your voice again or not, I will be attracted to you if I feel like you're authentic. I will at least respect you if I feel like you're authentic. What do you think?
No, I think that's crucial. You know, I talk about that a lot in branding, you know, and particularly, you know, personal branding. You want to build your brand on who you are and what your personality is and what your strengths are and be authentic to yourself. And people can pick up on that. People, you know, there's a lot of research. People can spot a fake and a person that's a fake. So whether it's in person or even over the phone, they can tell the person they seem artificial.
And see, this is what leaders get into a problem, especially CEOs of big companies get into a problem. Their handlers turn them into something that they're not.
And if
you think about it, the CEOs that people quote the most are the ones who when they speak, they're the most authentic.
Yeah, and it's funny, I was reading a reporter the other day talking that he hates to interview CEOs of large companies because they've been handled too much,
right,
and it's
right.
all like sound bites that are don't say anything.
The PR guys on the right shoulder and the lawyers on the left shoulder. And
exactly.
So be authentic, ladies and gentlemen. Selfbrand.com is Catherine's website. Catherine with a C, computer with a K. Catherine, come back soon.
Thanks so much.
Good job today, by the way.
Okay. Take care. Thanks.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.